dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome. You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Well, dare to dream indeed. This is Debbie Dashinger, and welcome to the show. It's so great to have you, and I'm getting ready for a trip here. I feel like I'm hearing so much amazing information that is right on track for me right now. One of the things that I heard this morning, you know, I'm interviewed a lot on telesummits, and I like to listen to the other guests. Sometimes there are people whose names I know and have seen out there, and have not had the pleasure of following or intimately getting to know their work. So it's a really nice 30-minute way for me to drop out of whatever I'm doing, even if I'm taking a walk, and just to bring that in, or being at the gym. So I did that this morning, and I heard this woman talking about the shadow, right? So I know about shadow work. Debbie Ford was the expert in this, and she wrote the Light Chasers book. And you know, I've done work on the specifically on the shadow element of what we are, and it's so interesting how often in these workshops, a lot of the participants are scared. They're very uncomfortable heading into the workshop, and pretty much, what am I going to find out about myself that I don't like? But here's the funny thing. That's exactly what the shadow is. The shadow is so deeply repressed. It's a thing about ourselves that we say we never were going to pay attention to because we disowned it. We chose to not be responsible for something like that. But the universe is perfect. Life is perfect. And it is magnificent because it shows up in other people, right? We are everything. Everything is us. And so they call it in metaphysics a mirror, which, you know, has become very passé. You hear it 9,000 times. But couched in other terms, essentially what's going on is what we see in everybody else is literally an element to some degree of us. Now, if we see something in somebody else and it's a totally benign reaction, well, we are at peace with it within us, whatever high or low element it actually is active in us. But when somebody causes a reaction within us, that means we're being activated because it is a disowned part. Case in point. You live next to somebody and something they do totally pisses you off. They have a behavior that pisses you off. Your behavior may not be exactement to that, but there is something you're doing that's like that that probably doesn't take other people into consideration that you need to own. Same thing with patience, with gossip, with anger. But let's go on to the good news, because also part of shadow is how do we own our own light? When we want to achieve goals, we need a vision. And part of that is having a love relationship with our complete humanity, the light and the dark parts of ourselves. So notice that within yourself. You see somebody and you go, wow, they're so charismatic. Wow, they're amazing. They really seem to know what to say. Well, it's probably, and not probably, really a disowned part of you. You may say, well, that can't be true. I'm really nervous to get on stage, and I have fear, and I have all these limitations. Could be true, but they're self-imposed because buried underneath that fear of whatever, fill in the blank, is actually somebody who's incredibly competent and capable. Got it? Get it? Good. So also, speaking of this, language, all of our language, what we say out loud tells us things. And I'm in I'm in all these mini groups right now because I've been in a one-year program, and it's been interesting, you know, some of the guys when they really let loose and say, this is the truth of what's going on. But it's really far and in between for them. In fact, in our group itself, there's a lot of identity, a lot of wanting to look good. That goes on a lot out in the transformation world. You want to appear to be looking great and your business is going great, and when in fact, behind the scenes, you know. So language tells us a lot, and often, for many people, not everyone, but for many people, their heart is closed. And their heart is closed possibly because they're afraid to feel everything that's going on. Feeling everything that's going on, just feeling it as is. No need to change, rearrange, just as is. Actually, the greatest gift we can give to ourselves, to anybody else, is our heart. Because the way we wear our heart in the presence of others teaches them who we are, how we are a woman, a man, a human, how we are all of that. When we lower our barriers and come from vulnerability, we are incredibly lovable and easy to connect with. That's powerful. So this is what I hear going on often out there, because we ask about our vision. But our vision is connected to a relationship, to something, and first of all, to ourselves. And it's about a vision of moving forward. And we ask, well, what do I do? What do I do? How do I create that vision? How do I make that dream come true? Ah, interesting. Doing, but not how to be. So when your heart is shut down, it becomes about doing and not about being. And then people can't feel us. So tell me what you hear me saying to you. I don't want you to repeat my words. I want you to tell me what you hear, that your heart may be closed. Would that be accurate? Because you can't think. You can't think about your heart. You can't think about your heart. It's about feeling. So how does it feel? And the number one human addiction is, ta-da, control. The number one human addiction is control. And since no one has completely neutral thoughts, take what first comes out of your mouth as the gospel truth for you in the moment. So what you say has power. Recall it. And something else that has power, the ultimate power, choices. Choices are power. So you get to choose how to create an experience for yourself. So I'm talking about a relationship to whatever's happening to yourself and to others. And that's what you have, is an opportunity to create now. An opportunity to create now. And it's going to look like whatever you create it to be, whatever you choose it to be. It's exhausting to hide ourselves, the dark side, the light side, the whatever gets couched in the limitations, whatever we think others want us to be, and we're rearranging ourselves to try to accommodate that when, in fact, our own souls are crying to be heard and seen. It's exhausting to hide ourselves. What I know is that God has something else in store for you. God is saying, let me put you on this path and remove all distractions so you can do this for me. It could be the fear of making mistakes comes up, but hey, you've already made the mistakes, haven't we all? We've wasted months living in our heads, and that's a dangerous place to be. So I share with you that thinking can sometimes be a hazardous thing to your feelings, and that's really good. So are you open to seeing opportunity? Awesome. Embrace your dark. Embrace your light. Look at what you feel and connect with the heart. Barriers down, vulnerability out, leading you. What does your heart say and how does it feel? Can you feel everything you feel without going any other place? And can you choose what the experience will be for yourself? Can you choose your vision and create that, because then you are on the right track. I am going to be bringing Valerie Shepherd on, and she's going to be talking about happy living for serious seekers. Happy living for serious seekers. She is a catastrophic stroke survivor, inspirational keynote speaker, published author, university professor, and certified laughter yoga instructor. Valerie teaches life mastery skills. Her content is a hit with students at the University of California, Irvine, in a class called Living 101, Being Happy and Whole. Valerie is a certified sacred contracts coach and is trained in compassionate communication, spiritual direction, and heart math. She's the winner of the Unstoppable Award, was featured in a national bestseller, is published in magazines, and her new book is called Living Happy to Be Me. You can find out more about Valerie at happytobeme.net. She's here. Valerie, it is so great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome.
Thank you, Debbie. It's wonderful to be here. I'm really excited.
Well, you know I'm a huge fan of yours, and if people have not ever heard you on stage, they absolutely should. And what I love about you, frankly, is everything I said in the beginning. I find that you're somebody who has access to her heart to share from there. How do you do that? How do you go deep and connect with yourself in order for us to see you, feel you, and be moved by you?
Well, you know, everything that you were saying, I was just so connected to because it took conscious effort. Like, I wasn't always that way. When you mentioned we're so heady, I was probably the most heady person that you would have known. Mm-hmm. It took a lot of effort to allow myself to really drop into my heart, be fully present, and connect in that area. And it's the meditation has helped, being in silence has helped. But the most powerful thing has been releasing that part of me that I turned away from, that you talked about, the not self, the part of me that I wasn't willing to accept and own and integrate. And as I've gotten much more comfortable with all of me and releasing the parts of me that really don't need to be here and never should have been there in the beginning, they were just conditioned patterns of experience that I created a persona to go with. As I've kind of released that idea of myself and become more of the real, true me, it's been a lot easier to just be with me exactly the way I am any moment.
What was it that you found that you had buried and turned away from that you ended up embracing?
Oh my goodness, it's a lot of different things. You know, one of the things that I know now is that we as young children pick up interpretations. You know, I think we send out little pings of energy to see what's going to come back to us. And sometimes what comes back to us is hard for us to take. Hmm. And I mean, my little pings were happening, everybody's are, in the womb. And so as I felt in the womb that condition that was my mother's fear and anxiety and stuff associated with what was going on in her world, mm-hmm. I picked up this fearful feeling of like, well, the world's not a safe place. So I was very much in the energy of, you know, when is the other shoe going to drop? As I grew up, just always worried about the next thing that was going to happen. I grew up in the 60s, African-American in the 60s, really hearing from people around me kind of little pockets of negativity, right? Like black people have to work twice as hard to get half as much. Mm. And so nobody really looked at me and said, you're a black child, you don't amount to anything. But I heard it around me a lot. It was in popular culture, it was on the television, there were assassinations. I mean, my mom wrote in my baby book about she and my father making a pilgrimage to the Capitol to see Martin Luther King. And, I mean, John F. Kennedy lying in state. And it's those kinds of things that made me kind of not really be happy about having to be black in this country. I really was afraid of showing any weakness. I worked really hard to try and have people to be articulate, to use big words, to be very regimented and controlled like my Marine Corps father. And it was all about having people judge me by something other than what I thought they were judging me for anyway. You automatically see the color of my skin when I walk into the room, but I was going to give you 15 other reasons to judge me at a better place. And that all sounds great. Well, what's wrong with that? Why wouldn't you want to be articulate? But not when it's coming from a negative energy that is pretty close to self-hatred.
And it sounds like a lot of work and exhausting. to always be 15 steps ahead of your presence walking into the room with all this brilliance, which is actually innate to who you are anyway, Valerie, but to have to let that be presenced first to supersede what you thought was might be going on otherwise.
Absolutely, and to spend so much time planning to make sure that my impact was going to land a certain way, which I now know that I'm really not in control of other people's interpretation. I can't control the impact I have. I can control what I give, and how people receive it is really not up to me. And that's been a really big awakening and a beautiful learning. I love it.
And so what was the journey that you took to get through to the other side where there is peace around this, where you can just be yourself and come from yourself?
Well, the journey had some interesting catalysts, and the catalyst was I realized how unhappy and angry I was, like resentful, just about everything. And it happened many years ago. I thought I was having a heart attack, and I was rushed to the hospital, and they did see plenty of stuff happening on the monitors and everything, and I worked with cardiologists for a couple of months. And they basically diagnosed me with a benign superarrhythmia, which is basically there's nothing physiologically wrong with your heart, but there's something terribly wrong with your heart. And so to know that it wasn't physiological, I had to look elsewhere. And so I went into the spiritual question of what is my life supposed to be about, and why isn't it that, and why is it this? And that just opened a number of doors. I had always been spiritual, but I'd never really, you know, kind of just touched the tip of the iceberg, had never really gone as deep as I've gone now to understand me and to get into a really beautiful, loving relationship with me. We're not taught how to have a loving relationship with ourselves. And now I'm all about that, self-awareness, self-acceptance, and self-love. But I went on a journey of discovery with books and with spiritual teachers and with, you know, I asked my mom lots of questions. Why do I not like questions? And she would tell me stories. I couldn't remember the seminal moments of my childhood when some of these little ideas about myself, these negative conditioned patterns of relating to myself got established. I couldn't remember. So I did some discovery work there. And then the other stuff that I couldn't remember, I just decided in the moment it's not serving me. It's not how I have what I want, and that's happiness and peace and love and joy and freedom and harmony and contentment. And that doesn't come from a bad relationship with myself or with negative ideas about myself.
It sounds like you got a data dump and a reboot.
And Oh, yeah.
Right? And you got to defragment in a way. All those pixels that actually were not serving you, and make new choices, come from a whole new place of choice from the aftermath of what you've been through.
And it really is about that. It really is about making choices and realizing that we are the master and commander of our experience on planet Earth. It doesn't look like that, and we aren't always taught to believe that, but that's the truth. That's what I follow now. And so the choices have to come from this higher view of ourselves, this higher perspective, the perspective that you were sharing at the beginning of today's show, that we are these magnificent beings incarnated in this planet, and we have this magnificent, powerful, beautiful, connected heart through which we can run all these ideas, and it will give us some very powerful wisdom right back. And we spend an inordinate amount of time in the brain, and the brain can only do so much. And I definitely was in a distorted view of myself, and that creates a distorted experience of the world.
We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Valerie Shepherd about her new book, Happy to Be Me, and also some ways that she's going to suggest we might tap into our inner joy and what works best for her. Stay with us. This is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream. We'll be right back.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
I'm interviewing Valerie Shepherd, who teaches self-awareness, self-acceptance, and self-love. You can find out more about Valerie at happytobeme.net. So, new book, Valerie, Living Happy to Be Me. Tell me about it. I love the title. It feels exuberant. And I know I've seen a copy, and it's actually visually also a beautiful book. What is this book for you? What does it mean to you, and why now?
Oh, thank you for asking. The book has been a labor of love for several years. It's been on the verge of release several different times, and it represents the journey that I've been on. You know, one of the things that I kept thinking as I was discovering these things about myself was I had to go through so many different places. Different classes would awaken me to a piece, and another time with a spiritual teacher would awaken me to a piece, and all these different disparate pieces. And I was just, to me, it felt like it was just taking forever, and I was just, you know, finding little bits and pieces here and there. And I really felt like it needed to come together in a way that might help others who were, like me, really serious seekers trying to figure out their lives, not necessarily the whole ball of wax, but what is my life supposed to be about? And so the book was the culmination of that thought. Like, what if I could take everything that I've done and the things that have worked really well and put it all together as like a little guidebook for people on the journey, or a little roadmap to how do you handle this or that, or what are some really great ways to start this journey, and how do you deal with the middle of it, and how do you keep going? And that's what the book is about. It's sharing my story and the tools that I think took me the farthest, I feel really strongly about, and that I still use today.
Well, let's talk about some tools. What is your favorite way to tap into inner joy, and what do you recommend that we try out?
Well, I have a four-step process that is kind of the foundation of this whole thing. So that's the first thing, is the four steps. It's like really integrating them and living your life, breathing into them. And they are, the first step is wake up to the truth of who you are, which is part of what you were saying at the beginning of the show, is that we're more than just these human bodies with organs and a brain and this doing nature, that we are at one spiritual human integration. Mm-hmm. And that when we activate that knowingness from this of the spiritual part, we have much more joy and much more empowered action, much more intuition. We have a much more easy and sweet road. And then step two is to shake up and release whatever is not that. So, you know, for me, as soon as I really got clear on what I was, I had to go into the personality and identity and some of the stuff and the belief systems and the habitual patterns of behavior and say, this doesn't align with that. I cannot be this magnificent being and be thinking and doing those things. They don't work. And I can't have this relationship with myself that is based more on fear and dislike than on love and peace. And so the shakeup was about getting clear on what needed to go and creating space for more of the loving self to blossom within me. And then step three is to make up a new story of me in my life, make up a new story of who you're going to be and how you're going to be the conscious commander of your life. And it starts with putting yourself in the first position, like make yourself important in your life. It's not necessarily make yourself important in everybody's life. Everybody doesn't have to focus on me, but I need to focus on me,
right.
And I need to make my life about me. And then the fourth step is to take up the reins and go live it. And that's just, what is the series of practices? Who are the people? Where do you live? What is the real bringing that forth into your life? And so that's kind of the foundation of activity.
It's interesting. It seems to me in the arc of what you're sharing about what it was like before, what you've been through, the new choices you made, and the choice to not only choose that, but choose to live from that, like really call yourself up, up-level yourself. It seems to me that Happy to Be Me is a manifesto of sorts about the evolution of what you've been through and where you're now coming from.
Well, it certainly is, and it's got an acronym. The me in Happy to Be Me is capitalized, and that's for a reason, because it stands for magnificent essence, which is the truth of all of us. We are all these spectacular, you know, image and likeness at once living here on the earth, but actually fragments of something much bigger and much more divine. And it's the subtitle of the book is Dancing Your Soul Light Style. And that's the other thing, is it's about really connecting to yourself as this divine being and bringing that forth through you into your life, being that vessel of divine love and peace and joy and harmony and connection and tolerance and freedom. But it's also about really being a lighter being. And by that, I said light style. We coined the term light style for this work to be about letting go of things that don't serve you and that in fact weigh you down. Like, I was weighed down. I walked around, I felt heavy, my life felt burdensome. And there's, in that model, happiness is just these little points of excitement. You know, you meet somebody and it's fun for a while, you go to a party and it's fun for a while, you go on vacation, you have a good bottle of champagne. Like, that was the source, or those were the sources of very short-lived, quote-unquote, happiness in my old life. And it's so different now. It's just, I really feel like I'm embodying the work, which is a gift, and bringing it forth as my countenance, like, this is who I am, as opposed to this is something I do.
Best advice. What's the best advice you've been given, Valerie, and how have you put that best advice into practice?
Best advice. Okay, let's see. I've got probably two that I keep in mind. They come up a lot for me. So the first one was from a dear friend and mentor who has since passed, but his name was Dr. John Kappas. And he used to say to me, be unmoved by appearances, and therefore appearances move. And for me, that has been about not letting the outer look of things disrupt my inner knowingness or my inner peace, and to just stand fast in a place of, oh, Eckhart Tolle calls it, is that so? You see something and it's looks horrible, like maybe your bank account doesn't have enough money in it. Maybe someone just said something about you or to you that doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're having trouble getting things done. And so before you go into that space of those negative inner comments or commentary or feeling low or that this happens too often, you can go into the place of, is this so? Is this really the truth, or is this a situational dynamic that I can rise above? And that has been huge for me. And then the other one, which is a little funny one, is an old boss of mine. He's, again, still a friend. When I worked in corporate America at Procter & Gamble, my boss used to see how stressed I was and how many things I was doing. And remember, as we said earlier, that was a part of me proving to you I was worthy. It's like, I'll just take on 10 times more work than I need to, but that will win. I'll win that way because you'll see that I'm the smarter black woman. I'm the more capable. I'm the leader, you know, all those things. And he used to say to me, stop taking the monkey. And I was like, what? And he would just, like, walk by my desk and go, yeah, I see you took another monkey. And for a while, I had no idea what he's talking about. And then we had a talk in his office one day. He goes, you know what I'm saying when I say that? I'm like, no, I figure you'll tell me at some point. And he was talking about the monkey, get the monkey off your back. And he was saying there are too many times when you sit in meetings and I watch you just take that monkey from the middle of the table and squarely put it on your back.
Wow.
And he was basically saying, you don't have to do it all. You don't even have to be it all.
Oh.
Do what you can, and that's enough. And that has really, really helped me.
I love that. I really love that a lot. It's something I think so many of us do, and I think actually this monkey business you're talking about is also correlated to that heart versus the logic. Because when we sit in meetings, when we sit with our families or our friends or whatever's going on in the world, logic or something's wrong in our space, our career, we're not making the money, we don't have the love life, we haven't lost the weight, haven't quit the smoking, whatever it is, logic wants to take over and do. Let me figure this out. When in fact, figuring it out, how has that worked for you? You know, it's that file cabinet that has that subject over and over and all the disappointing times you've attempted to correct it. And it's really a heart issue. Sometimes it's just sitting with what is, but it's also not taking on. If there's an issue, it doesn't have to be ours. We don't have to figure out. We don't have to know all the answers. We don't have to get involved and right every wrong. And it's okay sometimes for tension or unresolved things to sit there.
Yeah.
It is okay. And that is huge for those of us who really resonate with this, to just breathe into that space and not have a need to do.
And also to recognize when we have a need to be seen or to be heard, to be recognized or appreciated, that is the real root reason that we're taking on things. You know, when I listen and I hear inside, why do I feel so strongly I need to do something? Oh, because I can feel this pull that I want that person to see me. I want that person to appreciate me. I want that person to be in my life. I want that person to want to be in my life or want me around. I can catch myself, oh, I'm overactive. I'm doing way too much in order to try and force an outcome to be the way I want it to be. And it really does, when I catch that energy coming from deep within, it lets me know, okay, you're about to take the monkey on, and it doesn't need to be on my back.
That is so cool. You know, and I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, I think for me that I'm certainly not smart in every area, and there's an awful lot of things I don't know. And even what I know a lot about, I still don't know a lot about. But there are certain areas and pockets that I happen to have an innate ease, smarts, brilliance, if you will. And when I'm in a situation, it is so hard for me not to want to contribute, help, change, offer, get involved. But what happens is there's so many people often who need some of the stuff that I teach or coach or know, and those are my monkeys to just breathe and know the world is going to be okay sometimes without me. I don't have to get involved. It is a really big, important boundary, I think, because we have a mission, right? We have a vision. We have something we want to do and be and have an experience in this life. And those monkeys very quickly pull us off the path.
Oh, they certainly can.
And when you got a lot of monkeys, I don't know what they're called, they're not a gaggle, but when you got a bunch of monkeys going on, you know, and you keep picking them up and bringing them in,
right.
Wow, it can be very hard to focus all those shiny objects out there and just move forward with what is for you.
And truthfully, watching myself in action, I watched myself feel resentful and upset because I perceived that other people were putting the monkeys there.
Mm.
And then I realized it's not them, it's me. I'm the one taking it on. But I was perceiving that I had no choice. Like, this is what I have to do because I want to be seen and recognized. I want to be considered a leader and I want to rise up the ranks. And so I was really doing it to myself. I mean, I say in my book that, like, the day that you wake up and realize that your life is less than you want it to be, and is really important, and you're willing to take responsibility for everything it is and everything it's going to be in the future, that is a day to celebrate. Because that really says, I'm nobody's victim, and then nobody's a villain. I'm just going to shift how I create or co-create this experience of mine.
Wow. Where are the monkeys in your life? Do you resonate with this? And can you move more into releasing this and releasing all the things, all the tenets you've got around it about what it is, what it isn't, what you need to do, what you shouldn't, where you're responsible, and all the stuff that actually it's just a creation? And take a look at your life to create a lot more ease in these areas. And also around appearances, as Valerie shared, she learned they move. Appearances move. Well, this is Debbie Dashinger. It's Dare to Dream Radio. Find me at Twitter at DebbieDashinger.com. That's DACHINGER. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
Access consciousness is not a thing you do. It's a lifestyle you can live. It gives you access to everything you are and gives you the tools to create anything you desire. Join Gary and Dane at the new Global Foundation class, April 15th to 18th in Vancouver, Canada, or live streamed online. For more information or to sign up, visit 5daysofchange.com. What are you capable of that you have never acknowledged?
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Well, if you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Valerie Shepherd, who is the author of Living Happy to Be Me. I'm curious, Valerie, what have you learned from your students? I know you're really focused on young adults and an inspiration, but what have they taught you?
I love working with young adults, and they really are embodying this sense of kind of quickness. Like, they shift really quickly. They'll get wisdom, and they just kind of go, oh, okay, that's how you do it. And it helps me because it keeps me in that young space of not being entrenched in what I've done for so long and what I think is a part of who I am and what I identify with as the way I've always done it, and I've always liked that, and I've never liked that. And like, I when I hear myself saying that, I think, oh, you know, we need to take a step back from these bits and pieces of conditioning that seem to have anchored, and be a lot more freewheeling with my attitudes and my practices. So they keep me in the space of things being new and being willing to relook at everything that I kind of hold dear, that I kind of say, oh, that is me, like to really take a step back and take a look again. That's part of the shake-up step in the four steps, is to really be willing to say, well, that was yesterday. It's not necessarily today or tomorrow.
And what kind of work do you take with that audience, with your young adults? How do you work with them?
I do a couple of different things. I'm really fortunate to have created this partnership with the University of California, Irvine right now, and we're piloting my content in a class that I've called Living 101, Being Happy and Whole, and it's open to undergrads and grad students, and it's a 10-week, 4-credit class. They get credit, not 4 credits, but they get credit for it. And it's we go through universal laws. We go through understanding who they are, dealing with emotions, nonviolent communication. It takes the steps of this awakening process and raising your consciousness into a once-a-week class for college credit. And I really am passionate about this being taught in colleges all over the world. So, you know, from here to world domination, I joke it out. But then I also do coaching circles with them, kind of the same things I do with my older group. We do coaching circles, we do workshops and retreats, and we use the book as a foundation, and then we just keep going higher into this whole idea of consciousness as we help them go deeper into themselves.
And what about dreams? Is that very prevalent in the work you do? And tell me about something you created that you felt was, you weren't even sure you could attain, but some kind of dream that you actually got to and are living.
Oh boy, this is the dream that I'm living. Like, this book has been what I thought would be ready to come out for a long time, and it's been morphing. It started out as a, you know, 30 ways and 30 days to have more happiness, fulfillment, and success, and it has just been, I just kept going back into it and trying to think of myself as capable and talented. And the big dream that I'm carrying right now is, like, how do we shift the planet from fear to love? And, you know, can we guide multitudes to remember and align with their bigger essence, this magnificent essence, so they can be more happy and whole, and then create a massive ripple effect that expands the experience of peace and joy? And so the biggest dream that I have is still unfolding, And I'm pretty excited about it.
Indeed. Well, stay with us. We're going to be talking more with Valerie about happy living for serious seekers when we come back. This is Dare to Dream Radio.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change the course of our. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change the course of our.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world is given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Valerie, what is the most important thing you want people to get from your book?
I think the most important thing is that, you know, this journey, we're all on these amazing journeys, and it's not always about what we think it's about. I mean, I was totally sure that it was about success and achievement and visibility and power and having all this great stuff. And what I've found out is that it's really about self-awareness, self-acceptance, and self-love. And regardless of the details of the ups and downs along the way, that there's this need for compassion and tolerance of us. Like, we're so good at giving and focusing outward. And the biggest thing about this book is that I say that your number one relationship is the one you keep with yourself. And are you a nurturing, loving, uplifting, supportive person to you? Or are you, like I was before this work, much more of the, you know, judge, jury, jailer, executioner? What's the inner relationship and what's the self-talk? Because that stuff has to be reflected back to you, and it's going to show up. If there's muck and yuck festering on the inside, it's got to show up on the outside. And so the biggest thing here is to get into write yourself a love letter and read it, and write another one and read that, and write yourself a love poem and read that, and figure out if there are spaces. I mean, I've had people actually come up to me when we do that exercise and say they couldn't think of one thing. And that's a person that I want to spend some time with helping them see.
Beautiful. Well, you can visit Valerie at happytobeme.net, her new book called Living Happy to Be Me. Valerie, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Debbie. It's a pleasure, and many blessings to you and your audience.
It was Charles Darwin who said, "It is not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive to change." Thanks for tuning in today.
Mm-hmm.
to contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible anymore if you only dare.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dashinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane Heer. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you being you are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your audio class now.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Imagine every whale was free to roam. Imagine if the trees could tell us where to go. Imagine that the sun could fill each lonely heart. Imagine confrontation never got a start. Imagine things were always crystal clear. Imagine if the mind never interfered. Imagine we could fly with broken wings. Imagine if the heart could shed its skin. Imagine sacred sites were left to be. Imagine if true activists controlled TV. Imagine Captain Watson had the final say. And imagine if industry just had to obey.